Hey, honey. Oh, you know, about average. The cat woke me up after you left. He wanted to play with my hair. Then I just kind of wandered around until I decided I needed to be productive today. Well, as you can see from the blank Word document, productive I'm not. Oh, sweetie, I love you too. I just can't seem to put pen to paper. I'm just all out of ideas. Write what you know. Write from your heart. Yeah, I went to English class too, babe. No offense. What could you possibly do to help me? Honey, I highly doubt that sex will help writer's block. Now that sounds like a porno. This looks like a porno. It's not going to be a porno. Ugh. Get that smelly thing out of my face. I'm trying to focus. Wait, a minute, sweetie. Why are you already hard again? Some slut was hitting on you at work, wasn't she? Well, tell me about her. I want to know. I'm not jealous, babe. Guys hit on me all the time, and you're not bothered. Besides, we both know that I'm the only woman in this town that can deal with your cock. Even if she managed to seduce you, you'd probably be doing her more harm than you'd be doing me. I love you too, babe. But you really need to get that thing out of here. I'm trying to finish my paper. Okay, fine. I'm a bit jealous that she was able to turn you on so much. It usually takes me a while to herd all that blood into your dick. How'd she get you so aroused anyway? Erotic post-it notes? Oh my god, sweetie, that is so juvenile. I can't even. Well, she can get you going with just good handwriting on colorful pieces of paper. I bet I can make you come with my voice. That's right. I'm not laying a finger on you, stud. You're just going to have to jerk off while I talk dirty to you. Aw, babe, don't be like that. I know you want to fuck, but I really have to write this paper. Tell you what, give me 10 minutes. If I can't make you come by then, you can fuck me silly right here on my office table. Maybe that'll bring some inspiration to my writing. Deal? All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Don't I just look so cute with my ponytail and black rimmed glasses? Don't you just want to take me right now? Pull down my tight black leggings and just fuck me right here. Oh, my pussy would be way too tight for you tonight, babe. I've been so focused on my writing, I wouldn't be able to handle you. Can you just imagine how amazing it would feel for you, though? As your hand is tightly wrapped around your big, thick cock as my little pussy would be. I'd be screaming so loud that the whole town would hear us. It'd be too big for me, babe. The only thing they hear would be it's so big over and over again. I wouldn't be able to think of anything else as you yanked on my ponytail and railed me. Wait, how exactly would my writer's block be cured if I couldn't even describe your penis, the sensations I feel, and anything else, really, as you were fucking me? It's not like that experience would translate well into my writing or my creative process. I'd just have messier hair and probably ruined leggings. It's not very helpful, is it? I'm sorry, babe. You know I'm way better at writing than I am at speaking. Plus, I'm not so used to talking dirty to you since, well, all I can say when we fuck is you're so big and slow down. Your big old dick is like, churns my brain into butter whenever we fuck. That must get pretty boring, huh, stud? Well, I also make a bunch of other loud, incoherent grunts and moans. You seem to like those, at least. Oh, God. Remember when we tried to make the sex tape and I sounded like an angry goat in it? Good times, huh? I've just become so stupid when you fuck me. I can't help it. You're always figuratively fucking my brains out. So what words do turn you on then, sweetie? What exactly was that little harlot writing to you on those cards that got you all hot and bothered today? Huh. She's certainly creative with her adjectives. I bet I can do one better, though. I can use the thesaurus. Let's see which one sounds better, stud. Synonyms for big. Synonyms for huge. Yeah, I already used the word big a lot with you, so maybe huge it is. That wasn't intentional, but you really are huge, hun. I'm proud of myself for that one. I'm not gonna lie. Anyways, colossal. Isn't it, sweetie? You have a colossal cock. I'm a very creative woman, as I'm sure you can tell. The tip of it is so enormous, too. You're right, babe. It's not very inspired, but it's super true. It's absolutely enormous. Like a portobello mushroom. Well, it's better proportioned than a mushroom, but you get the idea. Extensive. How would someone describe a penis as extensive? I mean, yours certainly extends quite a bit. Oh, I got one. The time it took for you to find a woman to handle your cock was extensive. Keep playing with yourself like that, tiger. The strokes you're doing are also quite extensive. This is pretty fun. Next is an easy one. Just like your dick, your balls are gargantuan. That one is a bit of a low-hanging fruit. No, I won't wipe the smirk from my face. No, I won't. You can't make me. Okay, moving on. For a man as unassuming as you, your cock outright belongs to a giant. You're unassuming, but in a good way, sweetie. You're perfectly unique where it counts, and I like your big heart. Or, like your big dick, obviously. Plus, as any woman might assume, your gigantic member also gives gigantic cum shots. By the way, have you ever fucked a bear woman before, stud? Oh, you didn't get it? I won't explain it. Move on. Oh, the next word is a bit ambiguous. I don't think you can really apply the size with the word great, can you? Wait, I'm stupid. You can. Your great penis, just like the Great Wall of China, is one of the few wonders of the world that is visible from space. Oh, honey, you're jerking off as I read a thesaurus to you. Don't fact check me. You want to hear a fact, though, stud? Even when flaccid, your cock is still humongous compared to fully erect men. It's true. It's just one humongous chub that you're always rocking. Oh, baby just twitched there. You love being compared to others, don't you? I'll save you the trouble, hun. They don't even come close. You're major league, they're amateur. You're Star Wars and they're soap operas. You are Google and they are Bing. And just like Bing, they're really good at finding porn. But you don't need porn, do you? You stud. All you need is a nerdy little me and a slutty thesaurus. Oh, sheesh. Thesaurus.com does not play around. So many tough words to use. Immense. I mean, I could just say you're immense cock, but that's bland. Well, I guess that's all I got, stud. Your cock is so very immense. It's extremely immense. Every writer knows they can do better. That's not new criticism, sweetheart. Oh, I'm sorry for being sassy, too. It's just writer's block. It's got me on the edge, and I know how much you want to fuck me. But I can tell that you're enjoying this also. Can I change my earlier statement? I'm proofreading, babe. Your cock brings immense pleasure to me. Your jokes do, too. So does your cooking. The relationship that we have is magnificent. Shut up. You know you liked that one. It was great. You loved it. Hey, hon. Do you have a mammoth's tusk down there? Because it sure looks like one. Well, okay. You win some, you lose some. Honestly, you're probably closer to a horse cock than a mammoth tusk anyways. It's a bit of a downgrade, I know. But you'll get over it. Finally, an easy one. You have such a massive cock stud. I bet the way I say it sounds hotter than every other girl that's fed you that line. You know that my greedy pussy is the only one that can take your massive dick. No other girl can handle your massive thickness. You're just too massive for them. I'm just staring at your wads of pre-cum, honey. It speaks volumes. You know you're enjoying this. Maybe even as much as sex? Monstrous. I'm sure a monstrous cock would look uglier than yours does. Your monstrous dick looks appetizing, if anything. It looks so juicy from where I'm sitting. Well, that's probably just your spit. But I bet your monstrous member would be so delicious and filling for my mouth, though. Yes, I'm hungry. Shut up. We'll eat afterwards. You know, sweetie, technically, I only said that I won't lay a finger on you. I could just suck you off right now, worship that meaty hog with my flirty tongue and my wet, inviting lips. But I won't, because I implied I wouldn't. Sorry, honey. You ready to hear this hot and heavy word read for you, stud? It's very seductive. There are a handful of monumental events in human history. Inventing the wheel, landing on the moon, somebody deep-throating your entire cock. I'm totally Neil Armstrong in drag, stud. Don't get it twisted. You're jerking off to Neil Armstrong in drag. Can I get a yes, queen? Anyways, this next one is a cheeky one. You'll like it. You know how in movies when they're standing below a tall building and the camera's zoomed in on them, but the zoom's really fast to give a sense of scale? That's how I feel whenever I lick your balls, stud. Your cock is just towering over me. I saw you throb at that one. Is this becoming your new fetish, huh? Sweetie, guess who I am? My hands are tremendous. Fake news won't report it. Sad. Yeah, politics isn't sexy. Sorry, babe. I just had to. Okay. This one's a doozy. Vast. As in vast like the ocean. I mean, I could say your dick is as vast as the ocean, but that might be a bit inaccurate if we're being honest. I mean, I guess whenever you come in my mouth, it feels as vast as the ocean. Sorry, hun. Oh, this is turning me on a lot, too. You know how dumb and uncreative I get when I'm horny for you. Let's see. We're on to the more obscure words now, Tiger. I'll have to really put my thinking cap on for these ones. Behemoth. I don't even know if I said that right. Well, you have a behemoth cock. It's very behemoth. Does that even remotely sound sexy to you, stud? Okay, this one's more sexier than bulky. I'm the one suffering from creative difficulties here. You're not my editor. I'm my editor. You're the one getting aroused by the thesaurus. I mean, who does that? Apparently us. We're so weird. Okay, as I was saying, babe, bulky. You know, I've always wondered, how the fuck do you, like, exist with that thing in your pants? It's like really big when you're soft. It must be so bulky and cumbersome. It can't be very comfortable in jeans, can it? It must be a pain to wear underwear, too. And when it's hard, it's practically a third leg. I mean, sometimes, when you get on your knees to fuck me, I almost think you're a tripod because of that thing. It's the bulkiest tripod ever. Ramble over, but your cock just looks too bulky for your pants. That's all I'm saying. I'm not suggesting anything. Oh, you're getting really close now, aren't you, Tiger? You're stroking so fast, and you're breathing so hard, and you're making all those dumb faces. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. We're not even halfway done yet, stud. Oh, God. Cyclopean. It's bringing back so many teenage memories of me reading Lovecraft at night. I bet that's how other girls think about your dick, though. Like this creeping, looming anxiety about it. Even before you whip it out, us girls just know. And when you do unveil it, they must be squirming and whimpering at the sight of your cyclopean terror. Can you remember all those cute, shocked faces for me, stud? Can you remember mine when I naively yanked down your briefs only to gasp in utter dread at your cyclopean cock? I remember it. I can even remember that smug smile on your face when you saw my jaw drop. Just like Lovecraft's horrors. I don't think anyone can be prepared when they see your cyclopean dick. They just get so entranced by it and go crazy for it and worship it. Are you about to come for me, babe? Are you about to milk that cyclopean terror for me? Come on, stud. Give it to me. Stroke that massive monster faster for me. Fill my slutty mouth with your gargantuan load. I want your humongous spurts of cum all over my naughty little tongue. I've been really dirty for you tonight, telling you just how big and huge your cock is. Do it, babe. Do it. Do it. Oh, honey, you really need to focus when you come. You got it on my nose. Ugh. Sweetie, I don't keep track of your cum shots, but you really must have enjoyed this because you came a lot for me. Wait. It was a real jumbo-sized load. You came an immeasurable amount in my mouth. Your mighty seed will give us such an abundance of nutrients. I could feel your jizz walloping at the back of my throat. You shot a stupendous amount of cum. You gave me a titanic load of semen. Oh, yeah, babe. This was actually so much fun. There's still so many words left that we can use, like mondo. Is that even a word? I mean, clearly it is, but is it really? Plus, when I talked about how cyclopean your dick was, I remembered so much about Lovecraft's work. I think I could properly incorporate his style into my paper really well. I'm actually surprised that this little erotic adventure helped cure my writer's block. I love the thesaurus, and I love you so much. My leviathan with an oversized planetary monster cock.